More deadly storms. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hurricane force winds collapsing the roof of a theater in Belvidere, Illinois, where hundreds were attending a concert Friday night.
There has been one fatality involved in this. We know that there were reports about 20 ambulances responding to this scene. It is just flooded still with fire trucks and first responders and technical teams to try to dig through some of this rubble.
It's Elizabeth Matthews, Chicago's Fox 32. Five of the injuries are reported to be serious. Tornadoes have killed four people in Arkansas. This man says he's lucky after ditching his pickup truck to take shelter in a storefront.
Every single glass window blew out and people were blown back. And I held on, and it must have been a minute, just huddled. I thought I was a goner for sure.
Widespread damage reported in Little Rock and in Wynn, but Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says
Arkansans are tough and we are resilient. And no matter what comes our way, we will get back up the next day and keep moving. We will help our neighbors. We will ensure that every Arkansan who needs assistance has it.
State police in Indiana say two people have been killed in a tornado touchdown in Sullivan, Indiana. That's south of Terre Haute. Parts of six states are now under tornado watches. Parts of 21 states in the Midwest and Mid-South are under high wind warnings. It's been a week since an F4 tornado flattened much of Rolling Fork, Mississippi. President Biden visited Friday.
I just want you to know, as you fight through this, you're not alone. The American people will be with you. They'll help you through it. And so will I.
President says the federal government will pay for debris removal and first responders overtime for 30 days. Arraignment for former President Trump on charges contained in a still sealed indictment has been scheduled for Tuesday afternoon. America is listening to Fox.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
There is new research about nightcaps.
Researchers in Canada have concluded that a daily drink to unwind won't kill you, but an extra drink could. The study shows moderate drinkers, those that consume one or two drinks a day, live longer than abstainers on average. Women who enjoyed two or more drinks a day were at increased risk for an early death, while men increased their risk downing three or more alcoholic beverages. The study published on the JAMA Open Network. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A woman pulled alive from the rubble of a Pennsylvania chocolate factory after last week's explosion says she and other employees had complained about a gas odor about 30 minutes before the blast that killed seven. She barely survived after falling into a vat of liquid chocolate. Social media influencer Douglas Mackey has been convicted of conspiring to deprive people of their right to vote. Mackey had posted on social media that supporters of Hillary Clinton should cast their votes in the 2016 presidential election by text or email, knowing they wouldn't be valid. College basketball, the championship matchup is set for the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Iowa defeating previously unbeaten South Carolina 77-73. Earlier, LSU beat top-seeded Virginia Tech 79-72. The men's Final Four games tip off tonight.
Ninth seed Florida Atlantic is hoping to continue their Cinderella run, going up against a fellow first-time Final Four contender in San Diego State. FAU rewarding head coach Dusty May with a contract extension this week after this surprising run for the Owls. As for the Aztecs, they survived a buzzer beater against Creighton after knocking out top seed overall Alabama. Winner of that game will face either UConn or Miami in Monday's national championship. UConn, the only school in the Final Four that's been here before, fresh off demolishing Gonzaga. Meantime, Miami took down favorites Houston and Texas en route to their first time on the semifinal stage. Final Four action gets underway at NRG Stadium shortly after 6 p.m. Eastern.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.